Welcome to Highwind Herald, a podcast where two Final Fantasy-obsessed brothers discuss everything from Azura to Zell and all things in between.
We are your hosts, Wolfgens and Soloists, Brothers of Light.
Everybody, and welcome to episode 116 of Highwind Herald. I'm Wolfgens. I've got Soloist over there with me. How you doing?
Hello.
You look very anime today. That is the swishiest I have seen your hair in a long time.
It's getting long.
You normally got the swoosh, but now it's like really, really swooshed.
It's really getting too long. It's getting out of control.
Now, I like long hair, but you know, I wear it down. I wear it down on my shoulders. Your hairstyle needs to be a little short. I mean, it's just, you're looking a little Bart Simpson-y.
Heck yeah.
Anyway, man, I've got a pretty interesting trivia question for you today.
All right.
I can't remember if we've asked this one before or not, and I think you might get it, but what is the only main series Final Fantasy game to have more playable female characters than playable male characters? Think long and hard. There's only one.
Five?
It was five.
Yeah, it was five.
Good job. Good job.
I was overthinking it, and then I was like, wait a minute.
What was your thought process?
I was in 13. I was in 12. I was anywhere but the SNES. I was like, well, it's none of that. Wait a minute.
Five's a little tricky, though, too, because, you know, one of those female playable characters doesn't come in until really late. And the other one, they try to get you to think as a male until, what, a couple hours in?
Yeah.
That's five, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that five I'm thinking of?
That is five.
Ferris, right? Ferris is five.
Yeah, it's three girls and one guy at the end.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, how you doing, man? What's going on? What's new with you? What's good in your life these days?
Not a whole lot. I'm still playing FF7 Rebirth.
Cool.
Because one of us has to.
Dude, I can't afford it right now. I just can't.
I couldn't either. So I did it anyway.
Here's the thing, okay? This is going to make you... So our roles have switched a little bit because, you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, there was a time when I don't think Soloist didn't play Final Fantasy for like a whole year. That's not the case I'm in. I've been a little distracted here lately. I will say I got real tempted to drop $60.
70.
No. I got tempted to drop $60
on
because
what?
Their new Princess Peach game came out.
Dude, you can't buy the Princess Peach game and not 7 Rebirth.
I was so that's what I was telling myself. But I was like, but then, you know, in my head, I was like, well, this is $10 cheaper, so it's not as bad. But I didn't do it.
Yeah, next game's got to be 7 Rebirth.
Here's the thing. I'm not letting myself buy 7 Rebirth, A, because, you know, I just can't. I can't drop $70 right now. I don't have it in the budget. But I'm not going to let myself do it till I beat 16. And I just haven't been in the mood to play it lately. And it's not 16. I've just been more in the mood to do other things. I haven't really been playing a lot of games at all lately.
You're getting burnt out on Final Fantasy, maybe.
No, I literally haven't played anything.
Oh.
Like, maybe Dreamlight Valley, or what I've been playing a lot of is just Magic. I've been more into the card games just here.
Me too. Big time me too. Yeah. But
or
I'm playing...
Yeah, my tabletops, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been playing 7 Rebirth slower than I've played any game in 10 years, and I
love
that.
That's what you were telling me. I mean, you normally blast through them, so how are you doing?
They'll go like 1 or 2 days, I just don't play it at all. Granted, I've been really busy last week, so I didn't have a lot of time to play it. But that makes when I go to sit down and play it, I sit down, I'm like, God, this is a good game. And it's like, you know, I'm approaching it. I'm not trying to do every side thing at once. I will sit down, and if I'm like, I every time I sit down and do a few side things right away, and then I move on with the story when I feel like I'm ready. Sure. But that's keeping the difficulty at a good curve because I'm not overpowered, but I'm not underpowered enough. The side quests are long. There's multiple stages to them, but they're all interesting so far. Pretty interesting. So, I just got to Cosmo Canyon.
I was going to ask.
was the best part of the game.
How does it look?
It's the best part of the game.
Bugenhagen, does he look as I would expect him to look?
He's pretty goofy, yeah.
You gotta, can you just send me a snapshot? I just want to see Bugenhagen.
I will. He's pretty goofy, and the music literally brought tears in my eyes. It's one of the best soundtracks in Final Fantasy.
Cosmo Canyon, of course.
Yeah, Red 13's story there. Was there a boss in Cosmo Canyon around the Gi and the statue of his dad? Was there a boss in the original one?
Like after you go down into the caves or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if they added all that or not, but that was... Did they make you have a set party for that?
I think you have to have Red, but I don't remember if you had to have...
Okay. Because they did something weird with this, because they were like, it's a trial, and you have to have Red, and he has to have one guardian, and that's it. You have a party of two, and Cloud steps up and goes, I'll do it. And then Bugenhagen, for some reason, is like, no, you can't do it. He has to do it. And he points at Barret. So you have to use Barret and Red. And
I wonder... Okay, I wonder if that... I'll be curious to see if it's based on some kind of, like, relationship thing.
It probably is, now that I think about it.
Because that seems random otherwise.
It probably... Because every bit of dialogue Barret had, no one really acknowledged. So...
Yeah.
But it was fun. I use Barret more than anybody, so...
Sure.
I was fine with it. And, the boss was hard, but good, and the game is so fun. It is just so good. Not too much I can say about it since you haven't been playing it, but, like, if we get done here... Nah, I can't play it anymore tonight. I've got work in the morning.
Work ruins everything. Well, that's my thing, too, is, like, my main gaming time is over lunch, but here lately, like, I'll get to lunch, and I've just been sitting all morning. I'm like, I don't want to sit anymore. I want to just get up for a little bit. So I've not really been just sitting and... playing a game, so, which again is not to say I'm not enjoying 16 or I don't want to play 7 Rebirth. It's just that, like, I've just been, I don't know, just antsy, I guess. I'm a little stir crazy, so just been doing other things. But,
well, I think the second you start 7 Rebirth, you're gonna be hooked, because it is
sure. I mean, I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, it is everything 7 Remake was, but better. It perfected it so much. It's seriously such a good game, and I'm baffled by the scale of it, how big it is.
Oh yeah,
like, I mean, I don't know how.
You say that if you bought it, it's 2 discs.
Yeah,
can you tell me that?
I don't know how they managed to recreate the open world feel of the old game and how they managed to do that and what they did, the scope they did it. It's unbelievable. Like, it is just genuinely a marvel of a game.
I really want to play it.
Yeah,
I do. I
and
wish
Kate
I had
Sith
sooner.
We haven't recorded since I unlocked Kate Sith either. I don't think.
Oh yeah, how's that?
Yeah, I replaced Yuffie instantly. I think he plays amazingly. He's super fun, and he's so many people on Twitter have said, and you might be on this camp too, that they've been apologizing to Kate Sith because his portrayal in this game is 30 times better than it was in the original. And people are like, I can't believe I ever hated this charming little guy ever in my life. He's just a little Irish. He's Irish as snot.
Is he Irish? That
so
helped,
Irish. And he is such a goober. And he's by default not on his Moogle. He just fights alone.
Really?
And you have to use a spell called Let's Ride. And then he gets on his Moogle and he moves really slow. And he has a ranged bell attack where he shoots music notes, but you can't dodge roll. You just move really slow, but he's tanky as snot. And that's basically what you do. You get on that Moogle, ride around really slow, tank all the hits, and just poke him with little damage. It's really good. And Kate Sith, you don't know him yet. You don't know him. You need to see this new Kate Sith. He's very fun lot more important to the story.
I mean, he was still a little important to the story in the first one.
Yeah, but it's where you get to Cosmo Canyon and Red becomes like the childish character of the story out of nowhere. Because I had completely forgot that he was acting older than he actually is the whole game.
Oh, yeah, he's a kid. Yeah, he's not that old.
No, yeah, he's like 15 or 16. And his voice, like his voice actor changed when you got there. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Is it pronounced Nanaki?
Yeah.
Or how do they say it? Is it Nanaki? Okay. I've always wondered if it was that or Nanaki or how they say it, but
Nanaki? It might be Nanaki. I don't know. I just did it and I don't remember. But
I was gonna say, didn't you listen?
I just did it and I don't remember.
Probably not. Well, I would love to talk about that some more, but I haven't played it.
Well, you have
to. I will
to.
Tell you
it's
this.
Very good.
I will tell you this.
Also met Sid, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Already.
You have him or you just met him?
I just met him. He flew me on a plane from Gongaga, which was also really... Gongaga was cool. Amazing. He drew me on cool. a plane, flew me on a plane from Gongaga to Cosmo Canyon. He's country as snot. His voice actor.
I think he was
in
Advent Children too, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. He's like, well, howdy, everybody. And he's just, it's so good. Him and Barrett's like, I think you and I are going to get along real well. It's like,
I do miss
so
all
good.
The cursing. I'm assuming he doesn't curse nearly as much.
No, as much as yeah. Barrett does.
Yeah.
So, weird. Yeah.
Good times. I will say, and this I'll use this as a little transition, and you might not agree with me on this, but it's just how it's going to be. If I have to pick, just financially or whatever, I will end up getting Dawn Trail before I get Rebirth. I will get the Final Fantasy XIV expansion because I do get
that's
a
in
lot
June.
More.
Hopefully, you can afford it before June.
Just saying. Well, I'm going to be pre-ordering this.
Yeah. So, I would definitely not prioritize the pre-order over it.
I gotta get that stuff, man.
I'm gonna pre-order it too. I get it because you get the XP thing and you get a little mini Zidane.
So let's shift then and talk a little bit about that. We had some big news in Dawn Trail Final Fantasy 14. We had a release date, right? So what is it, June 28th for early access? Is that what I saw?
I think I actually didn't retweet this. So I don't know.
Oh my god!
There's a lot of Final Fantasy
on
my
god.
Page, though.
You're
I didn't retweet
on
that though.
Twitter.
Yeah, I'm still on Twitter. There's a little picture of a dancing Kate Sith. I definitely have that on my page.
Oh god. So Dawn Trail, yeah. So it's coming out. July 2nd is actually the full release, right? Okay. Early access is going to begin on June 28th. So, and that says 2 a.m. Pacific. So that'll be 5 a.m. on Friday. Maybe I should, you know what? That's a Friday, isn't it? Friday the 28th. I should take that day off.
Oh, if it's a weekend, it's summer. I'm not going to be doing anything anyway.
It's a Friday. I should just take it off. I mean, although the servers are always a nightmare that first day.
Yeah, but like you can still have the day off. And if you get in, you can have the whole day off to wait in the queue.
True.
And you can spend that time in the queue playing Final Fantasy 16.
Hopefully I will have beaten 16 by June. That, I mean, my goal is I'm just going through a little bit of a slump. Okay. It's not that I've stopped playing it. Now, I mean, if you want to know how much of a slump, I haven't touched Baldur's Gate 3 in like 2 months.
Did you ever beat that?
No.
Oh.
I still haven't beaten Super Mario RPG. I've just not been playing games lately. I've just been doing other things. It's just games and TV shows. I just haven't been in the mood for those
card games. I've been very into cards. I streamed cards for like 5.5 hours yesterday.
I've been playing a lot of cards. I've been just reading a lot too. I've just been reading, and there's just so many awesome tabletop games. I've been reading through all those and learning new rules and setting up games for my channel and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Anyway, pre-orders go on sale March 26th, so that's, at the time of this recording, is it the 24th? So yeah, that's Tuesday. So this will probably be up on the 29th, so it's already available by the time you see this. So, wow. I'm excited. I'm glad that we got it. I'm glad that it's soon. I did think we were going to be seeing it later this year, like August. I mean, I thought we were going to be seeing it towards the end of the year. What did you think?
No, don't we always get them in the summer?
It comes and goes. We've gotten some later, but then again, some of that was we had some delays with.
I feel like Shadowbringers and Endwalker were in the summer. I know Endwalker was.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah, I know because I know I didn't have anything to do around Endwalker. Well, okay. I'm excited. I really am excited to get back into there and get ready. And
yeah. I'm still playing. Now, when I am playing a Final Fantasy, I'm in 14. I'm still doing a bunch of casual stuff. I'm a filthy casual.
For now,
on my island.
For now, you're a filthy
working
casual.
On my island. We do have one person. I've got a healer interested in raiding with us. So
well, that's like one of the ones we need.
That's three. So
hey, if we get a tank, we got a dungeon group.
We got three. Ooh, that's a good point.
TJ.
TJ, what are you doing, man?
Quit being like this, man. Come on. I'm calling you out.
So I am getting excited. I am way more. My opinion keeps changing on the Pictomancer from being
it looks fantastic.
Weird. I just really want to play it. Like, for some reason. Okay. I gotta word this carefully. I don't ever think that I will be giving up Red Mage as my main, but I'm legitimately interested in taking this class and seeing what's up. Because, you know, my favorite is ranged magic, ranged in general, but ranged magic typically, because
won't they share the same gear set?
They probably do, don't they?
So you can really
just bounce
back and forth.
They probably do share the same tome gear set. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, perfect.
Yeah, that's good.
Black Mage wasn't hitting it with me. I really just didn't feel like doing Summoner. And the ranged physical, I just don't like how they play. Like, the Bard, blows my mind. Like,
Machinist is really easy. There's a reason I like it.
is it easy? Okay, I haven't played
super
that one.
Easy.
I love Bard and PvP, but the Bard PvE, like, you have these three songs you cycle through, and it is very, you'd probably love it. I do kind of feel like I'm playing a melody or something when I'm doing it. But if you miss a beat, like, I just get thrown. Like, if I miss something in the rotation through movement, I just panic and I lose it.
I did it to about 53 or something. That was my first main was Bard.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Until
that's right.
I went back onto Ninja, which I can't do Ninja and take the breaks I take from that game. So I gave that up.
That is one thing.
And now
I'm
on Reaper.
Red Mage. You can pick up Red Mage pretty easy. So we had some new things announced. I'm going to let you talk about these, though. So did we get some pre-order bonuses or something?
Yeah, I can't find them, though, specifically. Let me try this.
So unprepared.
Final Fantasy 14. Let's get to the English page, please. Dawn Trail, July 2nd release. Full release. That's not early access. Okay.
You're getting closer.
A lot of nonsense posted.
I'm already there. I mean, just let me know when you want me to jump in. Because
a lot of nonsense.
Like a normal person, I just went to their website instead of scrolling through Twitter to try to find this. So
yeah,
I can pick this up if
they
you
didn't
want.
Put it on Twitter. What's their here? No, that's the free trial. Yeah, go on.
Okay, so here's the thing. You also get these pre-order bonuses early. So receive a number of pre-order bonuses ahead of the official launch. So you get a wind-up Zidane minion.
Yeah, I knew that.
Zidane.
Yeah, that's it.
Zidane from Final Fantasy IX. And of course, this has sparked much, it's really inflated those Final Fantasy IX remake rumors. I think one of the things you texted me was, it's happening. Oh my God, they're finally giving it some love.
Well, did you see what Yoshi P said in an interview?
What was it?
At PAX East, you act like you do know.
I want to hear you say it. You got to do something, man.
Yoshi P said during PAX East that the reason there are so many Final Fantasy IX references in FF14 Dawn Trail is a secret.
Crossover raid.
Yeah, I definitely think the secret is crossover raid, which is awesome. I've been begging
they did
for
with
that.
The Edenverse.
I've been begging for that, but
I mean,
you know,
they've been talking about a 9 remake forever. It might be happening. I'm thinking it's an Edenverse style raid for Final Fantasy.
I wanted a 9 remake that was more in the turn-based traditional stuff until I played 7 Rebirth. Now I want a 7 Rebirth remake.
Sure. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh, holy crap. I would actually never work again if that happened.
Nice. So you also get, like you do with every pre-order bonus with these games, is this is the Azima's Earrings. This is increases your experience by 30% up to level 90. So that's what we are now. So it doesn't help you when you go through to the new expansion, but what it does help you is catch up. So if you decide, oh, I want to switch jobs, or depending on what level these new jobs start at, I don't know if we've seen, it'll help you get up to 90 so you can jump right into the new stuff. It just helps you get there. So, like we said earlier, early access begins on Friday, June 28th. Dude, I'm so excited. I
Yeah, I'm getting pumped. 14's
kind of my game. I'm actually, this is my big Final Fantasy release. Like, again, I'm going to play 7 Rebirth. I'm super excited about that. But 14 is just like the Final Fantasy for me these days. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the one I'm just super excited about.
I'm excited.
Oh, go ahead.
Especially since I'm in such a Final Fantasy mood right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, and 14 is just not disappointed. It just hasn't disappointed in the longest time.
So. The key art for it looks a freaking amazing, too.
Yeah.
Dude, the Viper is like the class.
I know the Pictomancer's so goofy, but that's the one I'm excited about. Like, the Viper does look fun, though. The Viper does look fun if I ever wanted to switch to melee.
The class, man. Like, I'm looking at it, and it's just like, how did it take this long to get two short sword?
How do we still not have a thief?
This should have been called a thief. I think Viper should have been called a thief.
The rogue could have been called a thief. Why do we not have a thief?
Yeah, I don't know. But this was their purpose. They called it Viper. I don't know. I don't even know what Viper means. I'm going to have to pay attention to the story to know why they're called Viper.
I mean, like a snake.
Yeah, well, yeah, but like, why not just call him a thief or something?
Do they deal with poisons?
I don't know. Probably, but then thief would have made even more sense.
But I mean, so does Viper. I mean, that's probably where they got Viper from.
Yeah.
So that was the pre-order bonuses, but we also have things that you get from the collector's edition. Did you see this stuff?
No.
Oh, come on. So it's even more Final Fantasy stuff. First of all, the collector's edition comes with a mount. It is the Arc mount.
The one that everybody was up in arms about a few years ago.
Why were they mad about that again?
Because it was,
I don't remember they talking about this.
Don't you remember? That was like at the peak when all the streamers were playing FF14. They made a new storm out, and then they were randomly mad about a storm out. And we did a whole episode on it.
We did.
We did a whole episode on whether or not mounts should be raid awards or bought like this.
Oh, yeah, because they wanted it to be a raid award. That's right.
Yep.
I don't think it's the same exact
arc.
I feel like I remember that being gold or whatever.
No, that was Arc.
Yeah, but I thought it was... that would be weird, though, if this was on the store before.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Anyway, it's the Arc mount. It says, cleave a trail through the heavens with your own personal arc, modeled after the dynamic Eidolon from Final Fantasy IX. You also get a wind-up Garnet minion and a Chocobo brush, which is only equipable by Pictomancers. So this is basically a cosmetic weapon for Pictomancers. So.
Well, am I getting the deluxe edition of this game? Oh, no.
Do you not usually get the collector's editions?
I get enough to get the XP ring.
No, that's from pre-ordering.
Yeah, I usually do not get the collector's edition.
Oh, really?
Because
you always get a cool mount. You always get a cool mount with the collector's edition.
Well, it looks like I'm getting it now.
So on top of that, it depends on how much money you want to spend. But window, let's see. Have you seen the like the physical collector's edition?
No.
This thing is dope, man. I will not buy this. This is, I think it's only PC, actually. Windows,
which is
Mac.
Where I'm going to primarily play it.
Gross.
Well, I actually have a point to that, but I'll go into it later. And it's definitely kind of a gross reason.
I bet it is going to be a gross reason.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's $215. That's the price for this. It's a bundle containing a copy of the digital collector's edition and the physical collector's box. So you still just get a digital download. So it includes,
nice.
It's bundled together with Windows or Mac digital collector's editions. PlayStation or Steam or Xbox players are recommended to purchase the collector's box on the Square Enix store and visit the respective platform store to purchase their actual game. So weird. So weird how we do physical collectors these days. Anyway, this
not even a point to doing it anymore.
It's got a statue. It's got a statue of the Warrior of Light in as a Viper. It looks like it comes with a map.
I want that so bad.
Of Eorzea. Man, dude, it's pretty cool. Have you not seen this?
No, and I can't find it.
All right, dude, they have a website, you know.
Yeah,
I'll just
know.
Send it to you. You're so lazy.
I'm not lazy. I'm stupid. I'm trying to find it.
young kids, it's like not on TikTok or Twitter. You can't find it. I'm just on the Final Fantasy 14 webpage. They have
a
website.
I want that Garnet so bad.
The Garnet you get from doing the digital collector's edition.
I loved all the nine stuff.
Look at this statue.
Yeah, that's really
audio
cool.
Listeners.
It looks like a Assassin's Creed character.
It does look like Assassin's Creed. Audio listeners, just check the description. I'll put the link in there for it. But yeah, I won't be buying the physical. I never do the physical. First of all, I'm not going to play it on PC, and I don't need a physical box that has nothing in it. The statue, man, the statue's cool, and I want that map. I do want that map though. I'd love to hang that map in my den down here. So,
yeah, that map is awesome.
I will stick with the.
Sorry if I sound distracted, but this is getting me excited, and I'm currently knowing I understand how poor I am, and I'm currently trying to cancel my WoW sub.
Do that after we record. They also have. So that was the collector's edition. They also have a collector's box. That's for $155. The Dontrell collector's box is compromised of a set of five items. A special art box, expertly crafted Viper figure, adventurer's cloth map, the unending journey, and adventurer's pen case. So I guess you can get that. Okay, so you can get that for just $155. The $215 comes with that and a game. So yeah, if you want the box if you want the box like on PlayStation, you can get the box and then just get the game from PlayStation. So, statue.
Heck
nice.
Yeah.
It's not worth $155. I got to save that for a box of Lorcana cards, but it's nice. I like how they call it expertly crafted. Like the name of the figure is expertly crafted Viper figure.
That is so awesome, though.
So what's the gross reason you're going to play on PC?
Because I have too much ADHD and I can't focus on a MMO only. I need a YouTube video on my other monitor.
Oh, don't you have a tablet? I usually just
yeah, but then tablet. That's awkward.
No, it's not. I just pop my tablet over onto the side on the couch. You think that's awkward?
Yeah,
I don't know what your setup is, but I just if I need it, I plop a tablet. I don't do it that often, but like if I'm just like grinding some Diablo or something, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I do that a lot on here just with my other monitor, and I just find it easier to play with mouse and keyboard in general. I have less of a learning curve when I take a huge break with mouse and keyboard than I do controller. It always takes
no
me longer to
me.
Learn with controller.
Makes no sense to me. You've got like 10 buttons on a controller.
Yeah, that's what makes it harder though, because they're all mapped to different stuff.
I absolutely hate mouse and keyboard. It's like the worst way to game. I know. There's someone listening right now. That's actually probably everybody's listening. It's like, oh my God, what an idiot. I just can't do it. I hate
that's
it.
Okay,
I find nothing pleasurable about it.
That's okay. I can't play first-person shooters with a controller anymore. I just cannot.
You know, if I play a game on a computer, if it's just a mouse, I could do that better. Like Warcraft 3, I liked because mainly the only thing I had to do on the keyboard was like 1, 2, or 3. And the rest of it was just clicking. That's fine. Trying to move around, things feel so awkward using WASD to move for me. I don't like it. Don't like it one bit. Oh, well.
I'm just so used to it by now. Too much MMO gaming. Too much WoW.
Yeah. Too much WoW. I think that's a lot of people's problems.
Too much WoW.
Fantasy 14.
Well, I did just cancel my sub so I can switch to it for a little while, especially around the time Dontrell comes out. It's going to be full Dontrell, especially since we're going to raid. Call to arms, people.
We're going to try. We got three. We're slowly
call to arms.
So I'll be doing. What do you do? DPS. So yeah, we need.
I'm doing Viper. If you don't want me to do Viper, I'm not playing.
I mean, I don't. I'm just asking what you're doing.
I don't mean to get so aggressive.
Yeah. Where did that come from? Jesus. I said, "What do you play DPS?" And you're like, "Listen here, you son of a bitch." Jeez.
Nothing but Viper. If you don't like
all
it,
right.
I'll go away.
Chill, dude. Take
Sorry.
A deep breath. Yeah, I think to your point, Now that you've kind of pointed out that they share a gear slot, I might just try jumping back and forth and seeing how they play.
I think Viper shares it with Ninja. I think.
Probably.
Maybe.
So. Huh.
Nah. That's cool.
What are you going to say? Anyway, man, is there any other big news this week? I feel like it was, I mean, that's a lot of stuff for 14, but I don't really feel like there's been too much more just kind of happening out there.
Not really. Didn't they give a release date for the new FF16 DLC?
They did, actually. That is a good thing to bring up. Look at you. Look at you pulling your weight for once.
Unlock the Leviathan's Laws. Final Fantasy 16's DLC Rising Tide. Doesn't say of it.
April 18th. How are you so bad at this?
Well, I was just clicking on the link.
How are you so bad at this?
April 18th, the Rising Tide.
Have you
spoiler alert,
the
you don't fight Leviathan in the base game.
hold on. Have you never used the internet before? All I did.
I'm just slower.
FF16 DLC release date. The first thing that pops up. April 18th. It's a big, giant, bold text.
They also have that other DLC that released the day after the Game Awards. So,
yeah, but I know April 18th in the future.
Yeah.
Deduction. Dude. So we've got one now, right? We've got one, and then this will be the second one?
No, and then FF16 will be done.
So they're only doing two?
Pretty sure, yep.
Okay.
Which I'm hopeful for, because then they can develop Kingdom Hearts 4.
I'm hoping it takes me long enough to get through this that the DLC goes on
just
sale.
Part of your story.
Or comes on PlayStation Plus. That's what I'm
hoping. Oh my gosh. I haven't even thought about touching the DLC yet.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Was it?
I usually don't. I don't think I touched the DLC for 15, even though I think I bought it. I don't think I did any of them.
I did have Episode Gladio.
Total waste of money.
Episode Gladio was great.
Yeah, I heard. Those got canceled, too. I'd rather them just not do any than plan a bunch and not deliver them.
They plan too much for 15.
I think so, too. Yep.
But that game is fantastic. It's a shame it didn't get to get completed.
I am liking 16 better than I liked 15, I think.
16 is a better game.
Yeah.
Because right now, I mean, I kind of think 7 Rebirth is a better game too, though.
Than 15?
Than 16 right now.
Well, that's a nice trend for them to be going in, though. I'd rather them go that direction than the other direction.
I kind of feel like the narrative of 16 is, I don't think it's stronger. I think it just felt fresh because it was new. But a lot of 7 Rebirth feels new because you can't tell what is new and what is old, especially with me, who doesn't remember anything. But,
well, that's fair, yeah. The one thing I'm having with 16, it's not nearly as bad as 12, but I'm having a little bit of the same, like, there's a lot of, like, political, like, factions in this.
Yeah, I feel like they did a good job at explaining it, though.
They did a better job. Having that girl that show you the map and show you how things are moving all the time,
yeah,
that is important. But then there's other times I'm like, okay, wait, which country was this? Which one's the Empire? Okay, yeah, right. Okay, that one.
Yeah.
So,
And then Weylud, that one's fun.
Weylud, yeah.
Weylud.
Sembrek.
Sembrek.
I just keep getting distracted with the hunts. They're not that hard, though.
That game's nothing in that game is too hard.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's a very easy game. 7 Rebirth is not very easy. I ran into those turtle things with the spears from 7 Remake today.
I hate those.
And I was like, oh, look, these guys used to give me troubles. And they almost kill me every time. They still suck.
Yeah, those guys, I remember they had me trapped down in the sewer one time. And I was like, this is where I die. This is where I come. Yeah. I meet my end.
It was hard.
Yeah, those guys stink.
No, I think it is probably, it's up there with my favorite, like, Final Fantasies for sure already. And I haven't even beat it yet.
Awesome.
I don't know how this is the first Final Fantasy game that feels like, and this is, I know you're gonna say, well, duh, because it's a remake of one, but even 7 Remake didn't do it. This is the first Final Fantasy game that feels like it felt when I played a Final Fantasy game when I played one of the PS1 games for the first time.
No, I can see that.
It feels the same because the majesty's there, The character personalities are there. It doesn't try to. I am so sick of Final Fantasy, and I love 15 and 16. Don't get me wrong. But Final Fantasy got into this trend of trying to take itself too seriously and not let itself have fun.
Sure. And, which is why I think I appreciate 14. 14 never.
Yeah,
really
14's good
gave
about
up
it.
On that. 14, because even in the seriousness of everything going on in Endwalker, you had that dungeon with the flying pigs.
Yeah, you could be Ataru Taru for crying out loud.
Sure.
Or whatever they're called in that game.
Lalafell,
yeah. But it's like, you know, the game's depressing. You have some dark thing that happens with Sephiroth, and then you're at the Gold Saucer. You have an Irish cat screaming at you about staying in a haunted hotel, and it's like, this is awesome. This is awesome. And then you're going on a date with Barrett. I didn't get the date with Barrett.
I was gonna say you got the date with Barrett.
No, I got the date. I got the date with Aerith.
That's the one I like to get.
I was wanting the date with Tifa so bad because this game does not give you much of a room for who clad shoot and romance. It's pretty pushes you towards Tifa. The narrative
that's
does
because that's who he's with.
Yeah, the
Aerith
narrative
already has somebody, especially with Zach. Potentially, you know, Zach's alive. I don't know how that plays in so far, but he's alive. She doesn't need a romance.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying with all the fan war stuff, like,
I know.
I thought they'd at least leave it open a little bit, but I don't think they're leaving it open very much at all.
I may have said this last time. I definitely think Cloud and Tifa belong together, but I do prefer to get the date with Aerith just because in the original game, I know what happens to her, and it feels like a night that she... I don't know. It feels like a night that she needs. Like, she's, you know, finally out of Midgar. She has a really good time. She gets to see all this stuff, have fun, because she doesn't have long left after that. So
it got interrupted. We didn't even get to go on the Ferris wheel. I don't know if my relationship with her wasn't high enough, but... Oh, and I'm just going to say it. The Dine fight.
Dude, oh, yeah.
I had tears rolling down my face. It was done perfectly. The Dine and Barrett stuff was done amazingly.
If you just bought this physically, I could be playing it right now.
Oh, yeah, it's all my fault. No, you couldn't be playing it right now, actually. I'd still be playing it.
Not if you'd moved on to disc two.
Well, isn't disc one just an install disc, and then you play disc two? Isn't that how it is?
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I thought it was.
It was two discs. I'm not sure.
It is two discs. I just think it's just an install disc and then the game.
Oh.
But no, the Dine stuff was so amazing. It was so heartfelt and like impactful. And then you get the Dune buggy right after and all the seriousness is you get
down.
You get this little tune while you drive it around.
Dude, you're gonna get the high wind in this one? That would be cool.
Probably I think I've seen it already. When you first get the Dune on, you see it.
If you get it. Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Good old Sid.
Anyway, man, I think that brings the news. This one might be a little short, but I think we hit all of our topics for today.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I might actually be able to get this one up and edited. We recorded early. It's short.
Sweet to the point, which is good because I got to poop.
God, you always ruin it at the end. All right, man. Do you have anything... Do you have anything you'd like to leave us with?
No, or, not really.
Because I got to watch Walking Dead.
Other than that, I got to poop.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for that. All right, well, then I'll do my plug stuff. Wolfkins.com, you can find all of my information out there. Or, you know, I've been streaming on Twitch, and I've got the YouTube channel, mainly doing tabletop games. I have a lot of stuff going on now, actually. Mondays, we do Kupo Quest, which is Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition. That is a Final Fantasy-based campaign. Every other Tuesday, I am a player in Omega Ohm's The Walking Dead. I am now officially the longest-lived character. I got to keep my streak up. Everybody else is on their second character but me. Except one other guy, but he wasn't in episode one, so I'm still winning. And then now Thursdays, we're doing Dragonbane, Secrets of the Dragon Emperor. So we're doing that Thursday nights on my channel, too. I have been streaming a little bit of Magic, but... I am going to try to secure tickets next week.
I gotta go. I gotta go, man. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll tell you next time, okay? Because yeah, this dude's being weird. So we'll see you next time, and have a good night.
Peace out, Cub Scouts.